At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk with Angela Armstrong. And I'm Angela Armstrong, and this is our episode 3 of our Empowered Edge season. Over the past 2 episodes, we've explored understanding your pain cycles and accepting that healing isn't linear. Today, we're getting practical. We're building your personal resilience toolkit. You know, during my 27 years in the military, in the U.S. Army Reserves, and the U.S. Coast Guard, I learned that the difference between surviving and thriving in crisis isn't luck. It's preparation. It's having the right tools, knowing how to use them, and practicing until they become second nature to you. And the same principles apply to emotional resilience. Let me tell you about a moment that changed everything for me. It was 2024, my final year in the Coast Guard. And I was facing the perfect storm. False accusations, workplace retaliation, and watching my career crumble despite my decades of service. I remember sitting in my car after a particularly brutal meeting, feeling completely powerless. That's when I realized that something crucial, and that was that I had spent years building physical emergency kits, first aid supplies, emergency rations for food, communication devices, but I had never built an emotional emergency kit. I had no tools for this kind of crisis. Your personal resilience toolkits need 5 essentials. And the first one is immediate response tools. These are your power calls techniques, breathing exercises, grounding methods. When crisis hits, you need something you can use in 30 seconds or less. Second, you need processing tools, journaling, meditation, movement practices. These all help you work through your emotions and experiences when you have more time. Third, you have your connection tools. That's your support network, professional resources such as therapy, coaching. You also have your community connections because resilience isn't a solo journey. Fourth, perspective tools, reframing techniques, gratitude practices, values clarifications. These help you see situations from empowering angles. And last, you have your recovery tools. Those are rest practices, celebration rituals, energy restoration methods. You can't pour from an empty cup. And the key to all this is customization. What works for your neighbor might not work for you. Your toolkit should reflect your personality, your lifestyle, and your specific challenges. Let's build your starter toolkit right now. I want you to think about a recent stressful situation. Now let's apply each category. For immediate response, we'll use the power pause. Stop what you're doing, Take 3 deep breaths and choose your next action consciously. For processing, consider what helps you think clearly. Is it writing, walking, or talking it out? For connection, identify 3 people that you can reach out to when you need support. For perspective, practice the AND technique. This situation is challenging and I have the strength to handle it. For recovery plan, how you'll restore your energy after you're dealing with all of this stress. Let's practice the toolkit power pause together. This is a technique for when you're feeling overwhelmed and you need to access your resources quickly. Close your eyes if you're in a safe space to do so. Take a deep breath in for 4 counts. Hold for 4, out for 6. Now mentally scan your toolkit. What immediate response tool do you need right now? What processing tool would serve you today? Who in your connection network could you reach out to? What perspective shift would help you right now in this moment? How will you restore your energy later? Open your eyes. You've just practiced rapid resource assessment, which is a crucial skill for resilient living. Your homework this week is to create your physical toolkit inventory. I want you to write down 3 tools for each of these categories and keep this list somewhere accessible. Your phone, your wallet, your bathroom mirror. Practice using 1 tool from each category this week. Remember, tools only work when you can use them. Building your toolkit is a one-time event. It's an ongoing process. As you grow and change, your tools will evolve as well. Next week, we're diving into From Victim to Victor, Reclaiming Your Power. Until then, remember, you already have everything that you need to handle whatever comes your way. You just need to organize it and practice using it. I'm Angela R. Strong, and this is Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong, the Empowered Edge series.
From a bone awakening to legacy, we got the key. Unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.